Hare Krishna. I would like to welcome you to this workshop. It is in a way our last workshop, really. Before I start, I want to show you something which came by the mercy of Vajendra Kumar, or by the mercy of... Oh yeah, it is a photo of the deity of Sri Ranga. You remember the one with the big eyes who glanced into the heart of Danuda, the wrestler, who had placed his attention away from him and had his exclusive attention on Himamba. So this is a photo of it. It's a deity who lies down. And maybe I could just let this photo go around. Christian, maybe you can just look at it and give it to other devotees. You can just look at it. It doesn't look so spectacular, the photo, but the moment an connection is made between the worshipper and the deity, the qualities of the deity spring alive. And the worshipper feels accepted and assured. You remember we spoke about the four transcendental qualities of the deity in point number two, that the devotee is given protection and assurance and so on. So in our own workshop today, we want to experience how these four qualities of Krishna spring alive. And therefore, we will do a few exercises. But before we start, we will just chant a little. And then we hope that the altar will open at one stage. It is not 100% sure, because some of you have still closed hearts. You only looked quickly into the space, into the heart, and then you closed the door again. So let us see if the deity is merciful today to us. Good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama.
One more time, please. Hare Krishna. Madan Mohan ki Hare Krishna. May I suggest for this workshop that you all sit in a position where you can see the deities? Christian, can you see from your perspective? Kannst du sehen? Oh ja, durch der Krishna, du auch Bhagavad Dharma? Maybe Padmavati I forgot your good name. Priyanka, kannst du sehen aus deiner, oder willst du noch ein bisschen weiter nach? Also es geht hauptsächlich um Radha Madan Mohan. Also Vraja Sevika, du bist noch, ja, du machst noch Gelanden und verschiedene Dinge. It is important that you, Gorangi, kannst du sehen? Die Deities von deiner Position. Oh ja, und hier ist unser Nanda Gopal. Du kannst sehen, die Deities, oder sitzt du gerade hinter der Säule? Du kannst sehen, gut. Gut. So. Remember, our whole seminar is about doing the five processes of devotional service or bhakti, panchanga bhakti, in such a way that the Lord is given the opportunity to reveal himself in a our tradition to worship the form of the Lord either in the temple or at home is an important way to be connected with Krishna. And how to exactly worship Krishna is given in a instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are points like you should dance before the deity, you should sing before the deity, you should open your mind before the deity, you should offer obeisances to the deity, and you should smell the incense and flower garlands offered to the deities, etc. There is a long list, but for this workshop, we have taken some of the more prominent items, and we will request you to practice them. So all this starts really with visiting different places of pilgrimage where you can go and see the deity in the temple. In old times, people would walk for really literally hundreds and thousands of kilometers to see the deity in the temple. In Maharashtra, there is this tradition of the Vyakaris. Vyakaris are pilgrims who at twice a year start from different villages in a star formation and move towards Pandharpur, where Lord Vital is waiting for them. It's a, you know, from five different directions, people come and walk for 300 to 500 kilometers. It's a long distance sometimes to merge together in Pandharpur for the worship of the Lord. It's a very interesting pilgrimage. They start at the villages of five different saints like Tukaram, Janeshwar, Eknath, and so on. They bear flags, they have festoons, they have also a horse there who carries the padukas, that means the shoes of the saint, which represent the saint himself, and then go in this way on long processions to the deities. You know, I sometimes feel when you take an airplane and go to, and fly to Vrindavan, or you sit in a car and race to Goloka Dham in Abenteuer, that's not so, that may not be so good, because everything goes so fast and whoop, you are already there. It is better that you walk for 14 days, because then you build up an anticipation to see the deity, an eagerness to see the deity. So because our time is so fast paced, we sometimes get into an airplane like our Padmavati, and from Stockholm, most probably you have flown, then you are all of a sudden jup in Frankfurt Hahn, most properly, and then there is a car, and jup, you are in the temple, and then jup, you stand before the deity, totally in outer space, you know, in airplane space, and you are not there. But imagine you, Padmavati, you would have walked from Stockholm, and you really would have felt, oh, I'm going to see Madame Wan soon. I'm in 9.5 days. I'm maybe there if my feet are still with me, and you would come before the deity in an anticipation. Your heart would be softened and readied for the darshan. So if that is not possible, then you need to make sure that before you do your darshan, you really meditate about the deity, and then you are ready to receive the deity. When we are not ready to receive, for instance, a meal, if our stomach is closed, the meal will not come into our stomach. We have to make it ready. We have to prepare our heart. And that was done in old times by pilgrimage. So if you, nowadays, you should at least have a kirtan before you come to the temple, or you should talk about the deities, or become mindful of what you see. Then, as you, darshan is something very different from what most people think it is. Darshan doesn't really mean that you see the deity. That is not the most important. The most important is that the deity sees you. Because Sri Krishna has a substance in his eyes which is called Shudhakara. It is constantly coming from his eyes, this substance, and it is exactly like Amrita, powerful nectar, which has the power to bring a dead person back to life. when Lord Krishna sees you with his eyes filled with this amrita, all your present and all your future sorrows get annihilated. An example of this could be found in Vrindavan when Krishna went with his cowherd boy friends to the Jamuna, but the Jamuna was poisoned by the poison of the Kaliya snake. So the cows and cowherds ran before Krishna. Before Krishna could stop them, they had already started to drink that water of the Yamuna like they used to do on any other day. Immediately the poison grabbed them and actually killed all the associates of Krishna. They fell down unconscious on the ground. So then Krishna came there. He was a little late. He came. He saw the cows and his dear friends lying dead on the bank of the Yamuna. What did he do? He just looked at them with his eyes emitting this sudhakara, shudhakara. Kara means to do shuddha, make it pure. It made them pure, it made them alive. And as Krishna had looked upon them, they jumped up and they just rubbed their eyes as if they had awoken from a sleep. So when we go to the temple, we should go before Krishna with this idea that Krishna, please look at me. And we should present ourselves in clean clothes. It is good to have devotional cloth on, which put us into a devotional space of consciousness. It's nice to mark our body with a tilak sign, a sign which shows that we are devoted to Krishna. We should give pleasure to Krishna. When we stand before the deity, we should only look towards Krishna. We should not talk before the deities with others, because that's impolite. You know, if I'm standing with the Bastian and talk with the Bastian, in the midst I turn around and talk to the Bastian's retreat partner, Christian, that is offensive towards the Bastian. Huh? It's inattentive. We should not pass air before the deity. It's not good. It's not polite. We should, you know, present ourselves in a good way so that the deity will feel pleasure when he sees us. Krishna's glance contains all knowledge, all wealth, all power, all opulence. Thus, those who go for darshan will never go away empty-handed. Even the materialist will benefit from the darshan of Sri Krishna, provided he does not commit offenses while he does so. Remember, this morning, we talked about these four qualities of Krishna, four qualities of the deity, which in essence is really one thing. He accepts all of those who come for his darshan in his shelter, and in return the deities give them assurance, protection, and the fulfillment of their desires. So then, when we go in this way to take darshan, we should recite some prayers. And I request you now to turn to the deity and fold your hands before your chest. I will read to you the English text of the prayer, and then we will pray it in Sanskrit, because Krishna likes this language. O Radha Madan Mohan, I offer obeisances to you. You have a lotus navel, and you wear lotus garlands. You have lotus eyes, and lotus feet. I am so fortunate, for you give happiness to my eyes. When my eyes receive the sight of you, your garlands, your lotus eyes and lotus feet, my eyes, which are hot with suffering, become pleasantly cool. Please repeat. Nama Pankajanabaya, Pankajanabaya, Namaha Pankajamaline, Namaha Pankajanetraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. My dear Radha Madan Mohan, I'm so fortunate to stand before you. Please accept my obeisances. You have a lotus navel. You wear a lotus garland. You have lotus eyes and lotus feet. I'm so fortunate, for you give happiness to my eyes. When my eyes receive the sight of you, they become pleasantly cool. Yes, you can put your hands down if you so wish. You know, in the scriptures it says that when Krishna looks at you, he creates desires in you. You know, when a man looks lovingly at a woman, in the heart of the woman, desires for a loving relationship arise. Or when a woman looks lovingly at a man, that may awake the mode of passion in him. But when Krishna looks at his devotees with this glance of Sudhakara, then all kinds of auspicious desires are awakened in relation to Krishna and devotional service in the heart of that devotee. When the Lord smiles at the devotee, he protects the desires of the devotee. In this way, Krishna's darshan is so very important. I would like to stay with you on and quote a few very good prayers which you should do when you stand before the deity. There is a very famous little prayer which is very good to do. And I will repeat this, I will say this prayer. And for this, I would really like you to get up, because this prayer is traditionally done when you stand. And I will guide you now in a prayer session to the deities. You should look at the deities while you do this. It's very important. And please, it is very important to say you should connect to the deities. Can you all see, or would some of you like to come more in the front? Is it good? Or the idea really is this prayer will only work if you connect with the deities. Here is the verse. the devotee should offer different types of hymns and prayers to the deities, both from the Puranas and from other ancient scriptures, and also from ordinary traditions. He should pray, please repeat after me, O Lord, please be merciful to me. In his mind, the devotee should place his head at the feet of the deities. Please do this. Look at the feet of Krishna. And in your mind, imagine that you lay your head in obeisances on the feet of the deity. Then the devotee should pray. Please repeat. O my Lord, please protect me. I am surrendering unto you. I am afraid of this ocean of material existence. I'm standing at the mouth of my death. O my Lord, please protect me. After the devotee has prayed like this, he should pay his humble obeisances. The man can offer obeisances. The woman can also offer obeisances. Please do this now and remain connected with your mind, with the deities. You can connect with the deities and say your prayer. When you have finished your prayer, you can sit down at your sitting place. The next point is one should open one's mind before the deity. All of us have many things in our heart. Hopes, plans, feelings of shame that we have maybe disappointed Krishna. There are many, many things in our heart which are stuffed there, which we never express, which we keep because we are so afraid to be misunderstood and be heard when we reveal our thoughts to someone, and then that someone talks with another person, and that other person talks to yet another person. We live a superficial life, therefore. We don't live the deep life because we just don't want to look what is there in the heart. And we don't want to express what is in the heart. Instead, we swallow and we swallow and we swallow. But these things don't disappear. They become a big black shadow which goes wherever you are. And they inconvenience you. So in Krishna consciousness, we open our hearts to Krishna. As we heard this morning, when Krishna and Balaram were installed in the Vrindavan temple, where previously there were so many problems, Prabhupada felt so relieved. He said, now Balaram is here. You have someone to talk to. Go to him and ask him to solve all your problems. There's a song. Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan Krishna Mata Krishna Pita Krishna Dana Prana. It means Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. And he is the treasure of your life. So your mother, you can say, if you have a relationship which is not modern, an old relationship, to your father, you can say, Father, can I speak to you? And then, I have done this very often in my life. We have made long walks with my father, and he has heard what wild problems are there in the heart of his young son. And it was very important for me to reveal my mind and only the trees are the witnesses of what I say. The trees will talk, but my father will not talk. So, I would request you now to do a writing exercise, which is called a free writing exercise. What you do in free writing is you just take your pen and you write whatever comes to your mind. This time I would like you to imagine the following situation. You are alone with Shishi Radha Madan Mohan. You have met them in the forest. This is the forest of Germany. And you see them and they begin to ask you, is there something you would like us to know? Is there something you would like us to, something you would like us to inform about? Something which is very important for you. Something which is dear to you. Something where you wish to have a solution, but you really don't know how to go on. Some doubt you have. Some plan you have. Something you want us to know. And I request you to write this down. Now, some of you may not have a pen and a paper. No problem. You can... especially our Gaurangi, no problem for you. You can address the deities with your speaking. But free writing has one advantage. As you start writing, just you must do this writing, even if you know, oh my God, I don't know what to write. Write. All of a sudden it makes a switch and you are connected with your subconsciousness, and you will be amazed what you dare to write to Krishna. Keep that piece of paper. It's only between you and Krishna. Is the exercise clear? Good. Then please start now. We will have 5 minutes for this. If you have no pen and paper, you can do this in your heart.
keep writing.
You have one more minute there is a certain power in a practice which is almost a little bit hidden from the world, and I include here the Hare Krishna world. It is only very briefly mentioned in Srila Prabhupada's books, but I do know that in the Christian canon this power is used a lot, because it is extremely powerful. Srila Prabhupada says, if a devotee connects with this power, then all his karma gets wiped out. All what he has done is gone. Would you like to know about this power and how to connect it? It is called repentance. The German word for repentance is, Mangala, could you help me please? Bereuen. Bedauern is a little weak. That's before repentance. Oh, ich bedauere es wirklich sehr, dass ich zu spät gekommen bin. Bereuen or repentance is really a feeling of, I'm really sorry. You know, it's strong. In the scriptures, it says, one is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya even, if he seriously and sincerely says, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. When you come with an inner feeling where you really feel it's not all right, since many births, I'm just wasting my time. I'm trying to fulfill these material desires who are anyways not belonging to me. I'm staying in separate interest. I'm just keeping my own foolish little separate interest, and it's not all right. And then when you add to this the feeling that, oh, I'm now a devotee, I should know better, but what am I doing? I'm really killing myself and others with these foolish attachments. If you sincerely repent this, then something will happen. Krishna will give you the strength to overcome that Maya. In other words, when Krishna sees that you really come to this point where you sincerely repent, it's not just, oh, ich bedauere, dass ich zu spät gekommen bin, you know. It's really like, oh, ugh, you know, it's something more. Then Krishna will give you the strength that you just overcome Maya. So this power of repentance is expressed in the prayer Dainya Bodhika. Bodhika, it means Dainya, you feel yourself as being wretched. Even if by material standards you are very qualified, you earn sufficient money, you look beautiful, you are vastly educated, you come from a good family, but you feel this is not of any value. This is called in English self-deprecation, in Deutsch Selbstabwertung. It is something where you look from the spiritual perspective on your material life, and all of a sudden you will see from that perspective, I'm wasting my time. I'm just not present in my service to Krishna. And then At that moment you have learned the lesson. Everything is over. Your karma is over. Krishna takes as a thing. And also because the lesson is over. Here is a very nice prayer. Please listen to this prayer. My dear Lord, there is no sinful living entity who's more of a sinner than myself, nor is there a greater offender than myself. I am so greatly sinful and offensive that when I come to confess my fallen activities before you, I'm becoming ashamed. This is a natural position for a devotee. When a devotee wakes up, only one desire comes in the foreground of his heart. How can I reach you, Krishna? How can I please you with my service? And how can I have an active relationship with you? These are three desires which come at the stage of ruchi, when you have a taste in spiritual life. How can I obtain you? This is called praptyabhilas. Then how can I please you? That is another type of abhilas or desire. And finally, how can I have a heart-to-heart relationship with you? Something where I feel that you care, something where you respond, where you exchange. As long as you don't come to this stage, my dear devotee, you are still sleeping in illusion. And your Krishna consciousness is beginning, but it has not yet blossomed very much. So at that time, when our Krishna consciousness is still blooming or blossoming, the only thing which helps us is to hear Krishna Katha and to hear the examples of great devotees. One of these great devotees is Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma had been on his planet when all of a sudden he saw and heard a big festival around him. The devatas were beating on drums and showering flowers and made joyful music. They danced. Brahma saw, what is it all about? What is this festival celebrating? And as he looked down, he saw a scene. Krishna was coming out of the mouth of this huge python called Agasura, who had swallowed his cowherd boyfriends. Krishna had entered the mouth to save his friends and had expanded himself in the throat of Agasura. When Agasura could not breathe any longer, his soul burst out of the head but waited in the skies for Krishna. Then the next thing is the mouth opened and Krishna, dancing with his cowherd boyfriend, comes out of the mouth of this python, which is a few kilometers long. And at that time, the soul, which is a brilliant spark in the sky, sees Krishna and enters Krishna's body, and from there goes and is liberated from the material world. So the devatas, the higher beings who can see these things with their perception, which is a blessed perception, break out in spontaneous dance and celebrate a festival, and Krishna and Brahma thinks, what are they making? That this is just an ordinary boy. Now, this is what he thinks about Krishna. He's just an ordinary boy. In a blink of a second, he looks again and he sees Krishna sitting with his cowherd boyfriends at the bank of the Yamuna. Remember, his perception is Krishna's ordinary, and Krishna will now respond and put Brahma into illusion. At that time, as they eat lunch, Krishna says to one of his cowherd boys, see the bird there who flies? Look, look. And the cowherd boy goes like this. And Krishna goes like this, takes a handful of prasadam and eats it. Ah, said Brahma, who watched this. See how ordinary he is. He's just like all the little boys who make fun and who cheat and who laugh and who... And the other cowherd boys go, ha, 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 Krishna, Krishna. Ah, yes, 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 yes. I will show myself that he's an ordinary boy to just receive, to just take away all my doubts. So Brahma, who has this perception, this offensive perception towards Krishna, decides to steal the cowherd boy friends and put them in a locked up cave somewhere in the universe to see what Krishna will do then. As he returns, after he has stolen the cowherd boys, he sees the same cowherd boys are still there. I've just stolen them. Was I maybe absent-minded? He goes back to the cave in the universe and he sees, yes, all the cowherd boys are there. They are sleeping, put under my mystic slumber potency. You know, Brahma can make you fall asleep, Rangadevi, even if you don't want it. And you go like, yoo-hoo, and lay down on the temple floor in Abenteuer while Patrick says, Rangadevi, this is a little bit too much hippie life. You know. So, Brahma can put anyone to sleep, and he sees they are sleeping. So he returns back to Krishna to see. And again he sees the same cowherd boys. And then Krishna decides to put Brahma really into, shock him really. These cowherd boys which Brahma sees next to Krishna were expanded by Krishna's own potency. They are really Vishnu forms disguised as cowherd boys. And Krishna now takes this curtain away, this Maya. Here a curtain has come, but Krishna takes the curtain away. And Brahma sees all the four-handed Vishnus standing there, where the cowherd boys and calves, which were expanded by Krishna, previously stood. And then he sees the whole creation coming and centering, focusing, concentrating on this scene and praising Krishna, who has expanded himself in as many cowherd boys and calves as were stolen by Krishna. The Brahma sees, my God, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And I am his first created being. I, who am a son of Krishna, have offended my own father. And he feels, oh no, oh no, oh no. He really feels repentant. This whole world tumbles into pieces. He doesn't think any longer, I'm the powerful intellectual creator of this whole cosmos. He thinks, I'm the worstest of offenders. Because although I'm the firstborn son, I came directly from the navel of the Lord. I have offended him and I have not recognized him when he is here playing his loving pastimes with his best of friends. And I have separated his friends, whom he loves most, from from the Lord so that he can't continue his loving exchange. I have intruded into his privacy. I have created pain in his heart by kidnapping those who were most dear to him. And he goes before the Lord. He just breaks down. It's described from all his 8 eyes. Remember, he has 4 heads. Tears stream without interruption and wash the feet of the Lord. He's so repentful. He throws himself in the dust of Vrindavan. He rolls in the dust. He becomes all black in his complexion because dust and water makes a blackish color together. He is so repentant because he feels so sorry. Then he goes before the Lord and he says, you should please forgive me. See, I'm an incarnation of the mode of passion. See, I'm covered by ignorance. The Lord looks at him, doesn't say anything. The Lord is hurt. His dear friends have been kidnapped from him. He says, my Lord, I'm so insignificant. But the Lord doesn't move. He doesn't listen to the excuses. He wants to see something else in Brahma's heart. And Brahma thinks, I know what the Lord wants to hear. And finally he says it. Krishna, you are the father of everyone. You are also my father. Krishna, you are the mother of everyone. You are also my mother. Shouldn't the father and the mother forgive their dependents? And then he chants this beautiful, beautiful prayer. Utkshepanam gavagatasya padayo king kalpate matu adoksha jagase kim asti nasti vyapadesha bhushitam tavasti kukshe kiyadapyananta. O Lord, who's unfallible, does a mother take offense when the child within her womb kicks with his legs? Is there anything or anyone in existence that is actually outside of your own womb, your abdomen, your belly? So here Brahma thinks of Krishna as Gabadakashayi Vishnu, in whose womb everyone is existing. And he says, as you are the mother to the universe, you are also my mother. Therefore, you should forgive me for my ignorant offense. This is the journey of Brahma. He first challenged the Krishna. His heart was closed at that time. Then he saw the pastimes of Krishna and his heart melted. And he could then see he was an offender. We are in the same category. Our hearts is really close to Krishna. You must hear the pastimes of Krishna with love and faith, Gaurangi, every day, so that you can know who is Krishna. You can think of Krishna. And then this feeling of repentance become in your heart. Now, it says in scripture, our offenses should be admitted and confessed before the Lord. As soon as this is done, the Lord excuses the sincere devotee. don't know if I have told you this, but if I have, I will repeat it again. You know, in Christianity, there were these early desert fathers. They thought the organized church is a little bit too low, compromised. So avoiding institutional religiosity, which was something, it was a little mechanical, they went into the desert and built from little wood, little churches, just little buildings, cave-like buildings, and then they wanted to worship the Lord. But what they found out in that situation is something which I really beg you also have to find out. They could find out the devil was not outside. The shadow was inside. When they tried to pray, they could see so many thoughts of sense gratification coming up. So many disturbing plans to rule over others, to become the most famous monk in the desert or whatever. And as they confronted the shadow, they could understand, we need help. You all have a shadow inside of you, a shadow which is comprised or built out of all this stuff which you have not talked about, which you have not confessed, all your desires, all these things which are very deep there. And the only way you can release that shadow is when you start to talk, when you start to confess, when you start to access the power of repentance. Then Krishna will surely excuse you. But if you keep the lid on, wenn du den Deckel auf dem Topf hältst, if you keep the lid on, if you keep it covered before yourself and put a big thing of this is all right, that's okay, that's normal, and my neighbor also has a problem, then it will not be released from your shadow. I have learned something from the Dakota Red Indians. The Dakota Red Indians say, the moment you realize you sit on a dead horse, get down and walk. Most of the people do like that. But the horse is dead, but maybe I should get a bigger whip. Or you go like, the horse is dead, but my neighbor's horse is also dead. My dear devotees, when you see you sit in a dead spiritual life, get up and walk. Start to go. Don't say the other my neighbors, and look at Goloka Dham, visit the Grihastas, then I am pretty well off in comparison. Hare Krishna. I'm joking. Our Grihastas in Goloka Dham are the best, most spiritually effulgent Grihastas whom you can meet in the universe. Or they are near to this. They're reaching this ideal through sincere work. I just wanted to give some the way an offense and an illusion mind can think. The horse of another person is also dead. No, repent. Look at your life. Is your life filled with enthusiasm? Is there love in your life for Krishna? If it's not, do something. Get up and do like Lord Brahma. He saw the pastime. You have to see the pastime through hearing them from the scripture. Therefore, Bhagavad Dharma has organized before Jamashtami a reading of Venu Gita, where we hear the ecstatic pastimes of Krishna as they are seen through the eyes of the gopis, who hear the flute song of Krishna, who's herding his cows somewhere in the forest. Huh? So, I request you to do a quick exercise. No, this is also confidential. We have to do a writing exercise. We can't, unfortunately, talk to our neighbors because we would be. Or think for a moment. Best is to write, or if you feel you are a thinker, then think. Write down or find a thing in your life where you really made a mistake in relationship to Krishna, where you really have blown it. And then ask Krishna to be forgiven. Is there something where you feel you... Can you find something? Think for a moment. There are a few things in my life. There's, 15 years ago, I did something very, very foolish, and I will never tell you because... please don't look at me and find out what it was. I will never tell you. And in my last life, I did something really bad. Krishna. So, either write down a thing in your life where you really made a mistake in relationship, and then second, turn to the Lord and ask to be forgiven. Think a little. Don't think you are all right. You are not. Otherwise you wouldn't be in this world. It could be also a mistake which you consistently do, like maybe you are often proud. So this was the difficult part, to open our hearts to Krishna. If you were not so successful in this, then keep it in your mind that maybe Maya needs to beat you a few more times on your head, and then you feel repentful. But the power of repentance is so strong that it just annihilates our past karma and lets us go on. Now, we will come to our last point. It's a wonderful point. It's a hope-giving point. It will really move us up now. We went into a little bit deeper exercise. So you are invited to participate. Nanda Gopal, hast du eigentlich schon mal meditiert? Super, dann bist du hier an der richtigen Stelle angekommen. Das ist jetzt zum Meditieren. Willst du dich zu mir setzen, dass wir eine Meditationskompanie hier machen? Gut. Please, hast du, so, gut. Jetzt wollen wir mal einen Yogi aus dir machen. The scriptures also say we should meditate about the Lord and chant congregationally his holy name. So I would like to lead you now into a guided meditation about Krishna, and then we will chant together the holy name. Do you remember the story of Agasura, which I just told you? Agasura was a demon. He wanted to kill Krishna's friends and Krishna himself. So the friends were playing in the forest, and Agasura took on the form of a python and with a huge mouth, which was as wide, it reached from the earth to the sky. So the cowherd boys saw, oh, this is an interesting cave, a new cave. And they walked into the wide open mouth of Agasura. And then Krishna, not finding the cowherd boys, followed them into the mouth to save them. So when Krishna, then the demons tried to swallow him. But Krishna killed the demon, and when Krishna came again out of the mouth, the demon who had hidden in the sky came and entered Krishna's body and reached liberation. That shows us that someone who even by force brings Krishna inside of him is liberated. So it is said, if you only once meditate about Krishna, even by force, even if you don't do it as a rasika bhakta who feels already the rasa in his relationship with Krishna, but you just try to sit in Goloka Dham and we meditate. Even if you are like Nanda Gopal, who has constant ants in his pants. Even if you are restless and so on, if now you do by force, meditate by force about Krishna, Hogya, your case is done. Would you like to do this? Good. We will do this, and then I request you to take this with you. If you want to become a devotee, you have to only do two things. You have to always think of Krishna and never forget him. That's what you have to do when you're a devotee. Krishna must be in your mind, not potatoes and and distress or darkness or worries and so on. You must learn to think about Krishna. Krishna is so merciful. If you just think once about his form in the mind, then this is the supreme blessing. We spoke about different forms of the deities. One form of the deity is the mental image which you can have in your mind. You can always be with Krishna in your mind, because when you think of Krishna, it is as good as having a golden deity with you all the time whom you worship. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this, in that there are three levels of deity darshan. The first is you see only the elements. Oh, the nice colors, the nice dhotis, the nice flute, the nice feet. You think, well, like sometimes devotees asked us, when we look at Radha Kanaya, of what material is Radha Kanaya, Lal? And I'm saying, Sachid Ananda Vikraha. You know, but the first vision is a material vision where you want to hear, oh, he is made from brass. Huh? The second vision is the intellectual vision where you see the deity a symbol for God, but not God, a symbol. Almost like you see the post horn, the postal horn, boop, 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 boop. You think that's a symbol for the post. It's not the post office. It indicates that he, yes, something. The third level of seeing the deity is that in your heart, you think of Krishna, and this Krishna, who's inside, the Supreme Lord, you see when you see the deity. You see Madan Mohan as a living presence, a living deity, who's just as living as the Krishna you think of. That is what we want to come to. The last point is, when you see Madan Mohan, or the deity, you see him as a living Krishna, no longer a stone figure or a brass figure, no longer a symbol who indicates to something else. A symbol would be the post horn, which indicates this is a postal office and which delivers letter. No, you see the deity as a living God. No? So therefore, we want to now... Now, think of Krishna, put Krishna in our heart, and then later we will see Krishna outside. As Krishna, as the living person we have meditated about, which we have thought about, which we have sung about, and so on. So, please sit tall. Gurangi, sit tall, aufrecht sitzen. Es ist wichtig, dass der... we have good air. Look a little bit around, because soon I will ask you to close your eyes. When you're ready, close your eyes. Start to breathe consciously. You are now at a safe place, a wonderful temple. You will try now to meditate about Krishna and bring Krishna in your heart. Concentrate your attention on your ingoing breath. Every time you inhale, tell yourself in your mind. When you exhale, tell yourself out. In this way, connect with your in and outgoing breath. Do this breath work very consciously. Be here. Don't be anywhere else. When you inhale, connect with that breath by telling yourself in. When the breathing goes out, connect by telling yourself out. Bring your attention slowly to your heart area. When you breathe in, imagine a golden light coming into your heart and expanding. It will look almost like a sun. You will see it. When you breathe out, see that the golden light shrinks a little bit. The sun becomes bigger and smaller. Now in your mind's eye, see your favorite deity. Maybe Radhas, but Dan Mohan. I will read to you a very nice meditation about Krishna. The Lord is in front of you. He is smiling. He is observing your every expression. He sees your attitude. He looks into your heart. He is interested in you. Extremely attentive to you. Since many lifetimes, he knows the movement of your mind. We will now congregationally address Krishna through chanting his holy names. Krishna will listen very attentively to you. He will study the movements of your mind, your feelings, your sincerity. When you chant, your desire is to make Krishna happy with your chanting. When you chant, you want to genuinely please him.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hey, go!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Radha Madan Mohan Sirane Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sirane Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Sri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, I would like to end this workshop now, but we will continue chanting japa here. I only want to say what we have done so far. Remember, Krishna becomes contactable. It's possible to contact him in these five potent forms: the heart of the genuine sadhu, the holy name, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the holy place, the dham, and also in the deity. So, if we want to contact Krishna, we should go and visit different places of pilgrimage to see the deity in the temple. It's good that you came here. Then you should learn to recite prayers and open the mind before the deity. I very much like this idea of repentance as one of the points when we open our mind. You don't just need to repent, you can also tell your plans before the deities. Say, is this all right? Do you agree with this? Is this? I would like to offer this to you. Can I do so? You should also learn to offer obeisances to the deities. There are wonderful quotations which we could not go through here, or wonderful knowledge about obeisances and how to do it, but you do it already pretty well, so I didn't. When you do namaha, an obeisance, something wonderful says, ma means the ego, and na means not. So when you do that classical namaha, you say, not my ego, not my plan, your plan, Krishna. Your will may happen. By offering obeisances with namaha, one denies his independence as the possessor of this material body. One says, I'm yours, Krishna. I'm totally yours, and you are mine. So, offer obeisances. Then we should meditate about the Lord and chant congregationally. These were the practices which we have done. Something very nice which we will do during Jamashtami and a few days before Jamashtami. Please watch our webpage, Goloka Dham webpage, for further informations, is we will sit before Krishna, discuss his amazing pastimes. We must get off from the dark horse of our dead life, and we want to get onto the swift horse, the golden horse of Rupa Goswami's Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna. Dobro. So this is what we did today. I want to encourage you, we have this evening an evening program which starts with a dramatic performance by our talented Himalaya theater group. I've just given them a name. I don't know if they are comfortable, but it is about a personality who preached in the Himalayas a lot. So I thought they can be called Himalaya, as firm as a mountain, is this theater group. And then there will be some more informations. We will hear something about Krishna. And we will end the evening with offerings, your own offerings. Bring a flower, or bring your heart, bring something, or bring €1 million if you have. I'm joking. Actually, I shouldn't joke. It's serious. Bring your loving offering in some ways. And we do start at 6 o'clock. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Shishi Dharma Dhanmohan Ki Jai.